A complete bog of mud and filth with deep cart ruts, wretched hovels, the doors blocked up with mud, heaps of ashes, oyster shells and decayed vegetables. The stench is enough to knock down a bullock.
That's how Charles Dickens described the area around St Pancras. Luckily, the relatively new technology of the railroad offered a window of escape from this city malaise. Stepping onto a train at St Pancras could deliver you to the Kent coast with its endless skies and seaside delights in a matter of hours. But this wasn't without its dangers. Paul Farley and Michael Simmons-Roberts explain.
There was a great fear of modern speed. Early railway travellers were anxious of the effects that those new velocities might have on their bodies, and it was speculated that cows in fields nearby a passing train would have their milk turned black. Even the long-distance horse coaches were considered dangerous. After completing the 400-mile journey to Edinburgh, Lord Campbell wrote how he had been gravely advised to stay a day at York, as several passengers who had gone through without stopping died of apoplexy from the rapidity of the motion.
Moreover, hurtling through the land was believed to lead to an annihilation of space and time. Take Filippo Tommaso Marinetti's description of speed, for example.
Speed destroys the laws of gravity. It makes time and space subjective, thereby enslaving them. For the fast man, kilometres and hours aren't identical, but rather variable in both length and duration.
Technology certainly changes the way we understand our world. And if for some it was a threatening change, for others it was much more positive. The railroad could intertwine cultures, enrich our perceptions, and expand our experience of the world, as Wolfgang Schivelbusch explains.
Jules Clarietti, a Parisian journalist and publicist, characterised the view from the train window as an evanescent landscape whose rapid motion made it possible to grasp the whole, to get an overview. Defining the process, he made specific use of the concept of panorama. In a few hours, the railway shows you all of France, and before your eyes, it unrolls its infinite panorama, a vast succession of charming tableaux, of novel surprises. Of a landscape, it shows you only the great outlines. Don't ask it for details, but for the living whole.
The government also realised the potential for connecting to cultures beyond our shores via the railroad.
An act for making a railway from the London and Croydon Railway to Dover, to be called the South Eastern Railway, 21st of June, 1836. Whereas the making a railway from the London and Croydon Railway, at the termination thereof at Croydon, to Dover, would be productive of great advantage, by opening an additional, certain, and expeditious communication between the metropolis and the town of Tunbridge, the Weald of Kent, and Dover, and other towns and districts on the South Eastern coast, and also by facilitating the communication between London and the continent of Europe. And whereas the several persons hereinafter named are willing, at their own expense, to carry into execution the before-mentioned undertaking, but the same cannot be effected without the authority of Parliament. May it therefore please your Majesty that it may be enacted, and be it enacted by the King's Most Excellent Majesty, by and with the advice and consent of the Lords, spiritual and temporal, and Commons, in Parliament assembled, and by the authority of the same.
But let's not forget that, as with much development, progress for some is often built on the plight and disadvantage of others.
The navvy, or railway worker, has been the pioneer of every railway that we have.
The Reverend L. M. Evans, writing in 1878.
And as now we pass in rapid travel from end to end of England, over the smooth and level iron road, each embankment, every cutting, every tunnel, bridge and viaduct, yes, every foot of road bears witness to the hard and patient toil of many a thousand navvy hands. The navvies have been everywhere before us, and have passed on out of sight.
but they were certainly not celebrated as pioneers or explorers. Evans goes on to describe a conversation with a navvy.
Outlaws, sir, that's what we are, wanderers on the face of the earth, and outcasts from the society of all decent people. Why, it was only t'other day as I heard a woman telling about a railway accident, and she said, as there was 3 men killed, and a navvy. That's a way, sir, we ain't men at all. We ain't got no feelings nor no soul, nothing, but just stringbacks and arms, and a big swallow for beer.